This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Sounds really familiar to you? I hope so. Especially if you've been listening to my show for the past almost 6 years. Hey, Matt, my producer, we're almost into our 6 year. Woo! Hey, we've got some great people that sponsor our show, and they are Drury Brothers Roofing and American Liberty Mortgage. I want to give a big shout out to them because without them, we might not be on the air. They're great sponsors, and we have vetted them, and I encourage you that if you need a new roof, go to drurybrothers.com or go to American Liberty Mortgage for a mortgage, or maybe you need a refi. So, you know, so many people are getting their homes ready for summer by decluttering and cleaning their homes. You know, some are doing home improvements or fixing things that they've ignored far too long. I'm one of those. I need help because I'm so busy with my business, and quite frankly, I don't have the knowledge to fix items in my home. There's a lot of people like me out there. You know, when I go driving around town, I see some homes that need some work. I see peeling paint. I see stairways going up to the home, just really a mess that needs to be replaced, maybe painted. You know, it's really frustrating as a homeowner when you list your home and you have a neighbor who really doesn't care about their home. So what I mean by that, picture yourself, you're selling your home. Okay. You're getting all spruced up, getting it ready to hit the market. Or maybe you're not even selling your home and you're just spicing up your house to make it look nice. And you have a neighbor close by that has let their house go down the toilet. You know, I know there are homeowners out there that cannot afford to take care of their home. I get it. I mean, I know that with all intents and purposes, when you buy a home, you plan on taking care of your home. I get it. And then things happen. But how about if you're one of those people, if you designate some part of your home to be corrected like every 6 months? You know, paint doesn't cost that much. You know, you get sun fading. It can really make a house look dreary on the exterior. So I'm just giving you kind of little thoughts to think about if you're selling your home, or maybe you are a neighbor of a person that's selling their home. So when I have a buyer, we go look at homes. They always look at the neighborhood. They want to make sure that their neighborhood looks nice aesthetically and there's no junk in people's yards. And people are going to be like them. They care about their home. You know, you would think that maybe property values would be affected by the condition of the home, not just the subject home, but the neighborhood. And you know what? It is. So if you've got a very nice home in an area that's not so swift, you might be a volunteer and help those people, right? Now, in a couple of my clients' neighborhoods, I've had some clients actually go to their neighbors and ask if they can help them to fix up their home. And we're talking about like fresh paint, maybe a new mailbox, new steps going up to the stairs, removing junk from the front of the home. But, you know, just get things to look nice for the neighborhood. The other issue, too, is dead trees. Dead trees can always be an issue, and that really needs to be taken care of for many, many reasons. But aesthetically, it just doesn't look nice. But wonder if you're one of these people that you really want to get your house taken care of. Maybe you've got issues in the home that need fixing. Maybe you're a senior citizen and you've got a stair rail that's broken. Or you have maybe light fixtures that you need to change out. Maybe you need your interior of the home painted, exterior of the home painted, and you can't do it yourself. Who do you turn to? Well, you know, I hear many realtors and homeowners so stressed out that they can't find a person to work on their home. And many times the people that can do the work, they're expensive or they don't show up or they just do a bad job. Hey, I know I've been through it. Trust me. I've been through it. I've been there and I don't like it and it angers me because my time is worth money. And my schedule is set where if I have somebody at my home doing work, this is the time they're going to arrive. This is the time they're going to finish. And I go by that schedule. I had a person work on my house a couple of months ago that was going to be at my house at 10. Then I was told 12. Then I was told 2. Then I was told 5. They showed up at 7:15 and didn't leave my house until 9:30. So you can understand why there's such a frustration in my voice, because I've been there. That wasn't the first time. There's been other issues too. So it's really nice to have a person that you can rely on to come to your home and take care of the issues. And I will tell you, you might think that maybe an issue is so small, it's not a big deal, but maybe it's a safety issue that you need to nip that one in the bud, okay? It's important. And I now have a person that I depend on, and that's Stephen Stouffer, and he is with Geckos Remodeling and Property Maintenance. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, how's it going?
It's a going. So let's talk about your business. You do property maintenance, but I mean, not just when people think of property maintenance, they think of maybe rentals. You don't just take care of rentals, although you do.
Yes.
You take care of rentals,
yes, ma'am.
But you take care of homeowners that have issues with their homes, things that need to be corrected, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So let's talk about your background, because I know your dad. Dad, let's start there.
Well, he started the company in, I think, 04, and it's been going strong ever since. And in the last year and a half, he moved to Florida and kind of handed it down to me. So for the last year and a half, mm-hmm, I've been running it, and we've been doing some good stuff.
Good. You know, you all have done some work for me in the way past. And yeah, your dad left. So I thought that when your dad left, the company left. And, you know, I was so surprised that when I text him and he told me, no, my son's there. I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. So now I'm back at having somebody that I can rely on. So let's talk about your background. You learned from your dad. And I mean, you've done fences for me. You even did a ramp for my dachshund that got very old, that could not walk in and out of the doggy door anymore. And you built a ramp for her. Unfortunately, she passed away this last January, but that really added quality of life for her. So you do a little bit of everything, right?
Yes. Yes. We do just about anything on a house. The only thing that we don't do is carpet and stucco.
Okay.
Anything you think on a house, that's, we do it. Anything, no, nothing too small, nothing too big.
Yes, I was wondering. Okay. Nothing too small. So you are also registered with Pikes Peak Regional Building Department.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's how I found your dad originally. So it's not very common. If you were to see on Facebook or some other place that somebody advertising for quote unquote handyman work or property maintenance, you know, work, something to that effect, it's not very often, for me anyways, when I go into the regional building department to find that they're actually registered.
Yes.
And that means that you've got insurance. Wow. Isn't that something?
You can imagine the people that don't.
Oh, I know the people that don't. I've seen even roofers advertise. I go into the regional building department website and I find that they are, not only are they not registered, they don't have insurance, they have nothing. And that could be a real issue with the homeowner, because if they get hurt, guess who it's going to go back on? The homeowner.
Not just hurt, but if they do any damage to your house.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so let's give me a list of things that you do.
On the outside of the house, we do painting, we do fixing holes from birds, from weather, from just about anything. We do siding. We've done brick. We've done veneer, which is a rock like that just stacks up on the wall. Mm-hmm. And we do painting, landscaping, sprinklers.
Fencing?
Fencing, yes.
So this is now the third time that you all have corrected my fence, because it blew down like a month ago and finally getting around to fixing it. And it's a big area, a fence that blew down, replacing the gate slats, that sort of thing. And then on the interior?
On the interior, same kind of stuff. We do the painting, we do trim work, we do tile work, we do kitchen remodeling, we put sinks in, garbage disposals, and it's from the little stuff.
Replacing vanities.
Yes.
Replacing cabinetry, sinks. So, you know, a lot of times I'll go into a property and their house will look pretty decent, but their sink looks horrible. How easy is that for you to fix?
45 minutes.
There you go. There you go. And what it can add to a kitchen or even a bathroom.
Yes.
It can just add just so much sparkle. And yeah, I see that quite often. So, you know, hint out there, if you're thinking about selling your home, go over and look at your kitchen sink, maybe even your bathroom sinks. Look at them and see if they look nice, or if they have rust in them, or if they've got chips out of them, or maybe even the entire vanity has got chips on the countertops. Anything like that. If you really want your property to pop, to impress somebody, those are items that you really want to replace. So we're going to take a short break and hear from our great sponsors. And when we come back, Steve and I are going to continue to talk about what they do and how you can rely on them and the importance of being registered in the El Paso County Regional Building Department. Please don't just call anybody. Hey, if you got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hey, welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have Stephen Stouffer with Geckos Remodeling and Property Maintenance on the show with me today. You know, if you've ever been frustrated by not being able to find a quote-unquote handyman or a property maintenance person to take care of your property, maybe make some corrections, maybe even some small things. Some small things I see when I go through homes. Well, like I mentioned before, you know, sinks are a real issue. Wall patches. God, they're ugly, Stephen, huh?
Yes.
Sometimes people can just try to patch up their walls. Yeah. How do you correct those? How do you go in and correct them?
Well, if we don't actually have to cut the entire wall out because of the patch job, we just kind of go in, we sand it down, fix it up, and texture and paint.
Make it look like it was never had a hole in it, right?
Yeah, we make it look easy.
So what other mistakes do you see that homeowners do that doesn't look so nice?
A lot of it has to do with trim. They just...
Trim work?
You got to miter your joints. You got to put it up against the wall. No gaps. Painting. Wrong colors. You have polka dots all over your walls.
Oh, you're not matching up the paint. So my pet peeve with painting is when they get the brush and they actually go up on the ceiling. Huh. Yeah, no. I don't like that. That really drives me nuts also. What else do you see? So the other things that I see is hardware on cabinets. Somebody has put hardware, the handles in cabinets, and they're not centered. And they, so you look at a row of drawers.
Yep.
And the knob is up on top on one and kind of in the middle on the other and down to the bottom. It's an absolute mess.
That's a little harder to fix.
Yes.
Just because you got to patch the holes in it. You got to make it look like it's never been there. And then you got to drill a new hole for it.
So have a person go in there and do it the right way first. You know, I understand that some people, some men, I get it. You like to do your own thing because you think you can do your own thing, right? And then you find out, man, did I mess that up? Boy, did I mess that up. Not that I can ever say that that's hasn't happened in my household. Mm-hmm. So then you have to hire somebody. Hey, anymore, we don't even try anything anymore. We just don't. We hire somebody to get it done and get it done right. Because there's nothing worse than trying to do it yourself, especially when it comes to plumbing, and then you have a major issue.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got to call in the right person to do it. So let's talk about, I mean, you do property maintenance for some property managers. So you do a little bit of everything for them too. So you're highly qualified. You're not just a person that had decided, you know, you're going to get a truck and you're going to buy some tools and you're going to go out there and do property maintenance. I mean, you do this every single day.
Yes, ma'am. And the knowledge was passed down to me from somebody that had been doing it for 20 plus years.
And so what all things do you do in addition to what we've already discussed?
Well, fixing plumbing problems is a big one. You have a hole in a copper pipe. You got to replace the copper pipe.
Oh, yeah.
With P-traps, you know, you have leaking into the bottom of your
kitchen
your cabinets.
Yeah.
And then you got to replace that. You got to replace the P-traps. And I've seen some P-traps that they have to be the right length. They have to be the right sizes. They have to be the right color.
They have to meet code, too.
They have to. Yes. So other things, you know, we can finish basements.
Well, let's talk about that. Yeah. Okay. So you're licensed to finish basements.
Yes, ma'am.
And in order to be licensed with the
Pikes Peak Regional.
With Pikes Peak Regional. How do you get licensed to do that?
You actually have to go in, study. You have to go in, buy the books to study. You can buy flashcards. They sell a whole bunch of different kind of testing stuff. And then you have to, all of this costs lots of money. But you have to go in and you have to test. It's like a 3-hour long test that you have to, it's all, you have to know all your stuff. And then they tell you if you know what you're talking about or not.
And then you get licensed for it.
Yes.
So, you know, there's so many people out there that say they finish basements, but they're not licensed for it at all. They don't have the insurance, and you go in there. I mean, I have seen some really bad finished basements. I mean, super bad.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Yes.
And so is this something that would need to be permitted?
Yes. If it is not, and Pikes Peak Regional finds out about it, they can issue a teardown warning that right. You have to rip it all out or they are going to have someone come in right. and condemn the home.
And they could do that if it's really bad. You know, you as an owner, if you hired somebody or maybe even your husband, yeah, sorry, husbands, decided to finish the basement and it looks pretty bad, then you're going to know you're not going to be able to get a permit on that. So why not do it correctly the first time? Hire Stephen to do it. You know, and this is the other thing too that kind of baffles me. And I kind of don't want to say this to you, but I kind of need to say this to you. You're really reasonable.
Well, thank you.
You really are. You're very reasonable. And what's so neat about you and when your father was in the business is that not only are you reasonable, but you're also licensed at Regional. And when you have that package together, it's like, you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's like, yeah, let's go for it. And especially because you guys do a really clean job, too. And you guys have foresight also. Well, if I do this and this is going to affect that. Oh, as a homeowner, you're like, oh, I didn't think about that. So having that foresight is something that is really important also. You say no job too small, no job too big. Folks, I want to tell you, he really means that. If you want to change out your lighting fixtures, okay, and you don't want to mess with it, Stephen can do that.
Yeah, that's a simple job.
It's a simple job, and it can really make a house look so nice. Because a lot of times I'll go into homes, and they look so dated because they got the old, like the squared type of light covers on, or a really old chandelier. Yes. You can remove that, and you can replace it to whatever they want.
Yeah.
You can go together and go to Lowe's and pick out something to put up there and get your opinion of what you think might be more suited for that room. But I tell you something, old light fixtures can really date a house. The house might look really, really spiffy, but I'm telling you, buyers look at those sort of things. And it doesn't take that much time for you to do it, right? And it doesn't cost that much.
No, light fixtures are actually pretty cheap when it comes to stuff like that. And it's half an hour to do it, but it's really easy to mess up and it's really easy to start a fire with.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How about like smoke detectors, that sort of thing? Can you install those?
Yeah, that's easy enough.
Yeah, you know, a lot of my senior clients, because they're up on the ceiling and they have a really hard time with those. But not only that, a lot of them, they become expired and a lot of folks don't realize that.
Yeah, I believe it's about 7 years and it no longer meets the new qualifications.
Right. So if your smoke detectors are older than the 7 years or just old, you know that they're old. You know you've lived in your house for 20 years and they've never been replaced. You better get them replaced.
And now code is that you have to have a smoke detector in every single bedroom. CO detector within 15 feet
of
all bedrooms.
Each bedroom, right. And so if you don't have an electrical outlet in the hallway to place a plug-in carbon monoxide detector, you need to put them in each bedroom. And I ask all of my sellers to do that. They're not that expensive anyways.
No.
So just go ahead and do it.
It saves lives.
Right. And like you said, you paint interior, exterior. You also do siding repair.
Yes.
And a lot of you out there, especially down Security Whitefield Fountain, there were some builders that got a hold of some really bad siding that needs to be replaced. So go out and check out your siding.
Also hail damage.
Oh, hail damage. Oh, I do not like that word. Yeah. So I want you to jot down Stephen's information, and Stephen, give him your contact information.
All right. Well, the phone number is 719-238-3523. And we actually just updated our website, which is geckosremodel.com. And we have a Facebook page that is for Geckos Remodeling and Property Maintenance.
Okay. And again, his number is 719-238-3523. Again, 719-238-3523. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Stephen. I really appreciate it. Again, folks, no job too small, no job too big. Give Stephen a call, 719-238-3523.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Hey, so now that you got your house in order, hopefully you've already signed up Stephen to take care of some issues, and maybe because you are going to put your house up on the market. Well, I've got three new listings today I want to tell you about, and guess what they did? They took care of everything before we put their house up on the market. So if you're in the market for a townhome, I want to tell you about this terrific townhome. It's located on the west side, which is a place where a lot of people want to live. And this home, it's a townhome, and it has got 3,100 square feet, which is pretty phenomenal for a townhome. It is a corner unit. It has 3 bedrooms, 3 baths. It's got central air conditioning, and it is located at 5974 Eagle Hill Heights, and that's unit 104. It's at the end. There's plenty of parking in that area. You know, a lot of townhomes don't have a lot of parking, and it is stuccoed. Again, the address is 5974 Eagle Hill Heights, and that's unit 104. Hey, I've got a really nice home listed out in Cordera area. If you're looking in that area, it is a rancher, which is hard to find these days. 3 bedroom, 3 bath. The list price is $436,000, and it's got 2948 square feet. And I have a 2-story home listed in the Flying Horse area. It's got 4 bedroom, 4 bath, and this is a phenomenal 2-story home. Shows beautifully, and it's got 3-car garage. And this home is at 13735 Honey Runway, and it's listed for $560,000. Again, the address is 13735 Honey Runway. If you're interested in any of these homes, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Hey, so what do all these sellers have in common? They're using me as a realtor. At City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we offer a flat listing fee that our sellers love. Full service and thousands of dollars saved by using us. Why would you want to pay more when we offer more advertising and more service? And our buyers get a rebate back to use toward their closing costs or buy down their interest rate or wherever the lender feels it will benefit the buyer. Again, why would you use any other agent? Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I have Craig Waterbury from Waterbury Landscaping on the show. He'll be giving us ideas to get your yard looking gorgeous. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.